Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Maeve Marsden and you're listening to Queer Stories. This week, Raylee Lancaster is a Brisbane-based writer, collaborator and creative producer. She's the co-director of the National Young Writers Festival and a 2019 recipient of the Copyright Agency First Nations Fellowship. Her work has featured in exhibitions around Australia and overseas, and she's been published widely. Raised on Awabakal land, Raylee is descended from the Wiradjuri and Biripi peoples. She performed this story in Sydney and Brisbane.
I love my Stardew Valley girlfriends. I love learning their likes and dislikes, the way they wear their hair. I love the friends to lovers trope, the raging, burning passion that slows to a confused, cunt-drying simmer whenever I gift them a smallmouth bass or the sunfish I caught earlier that day. I love the way they rudely interrupt my trip to the shops with an emotional cutscene. I love to walk through town and see a new crush or an old one. I love seeing Haley, never quite sure if I'm intimidated or turned on, or both. I love waiting days for lightning to strike so I can take a fully charged battery pack to Maru and have her talk science to me under the thin veil of her bedsheets. When it's hot, I love catching the bus to Calico Desert to flirt with Sandy, her cool gaze quenching my thirst like a stiff drink in an oasis. Her blue tentacle dress reminding me of my childhood crush on Ursula the Sea Witch. I love going down the mines, battling bats, skeletons, and giant blobs of monster goo to find the perfect cut of amethyst for Abigail, the high-maintenance goth girl of my dreams. I love going to the museum in the hopes that I run into Penny as she teaches Jazz and Vincent their times tables. I stand back, pretending to observe the artifacts, all the while imagining Penny's tiny body shoving me viciously against a bookshelf, or the wooden floorboards digging into my knees as she makes me sing my ABCs. For a change of pace, I'll accidentally bump into Harvey, his glasses sliding down the bridge of his nose, those cool metallic rims pressed against my inner thigh. Or I'll take out my daddy issues on George, gifting him leeks to earn his love while his wife cooks us chocolate cakes in the kitchen. I love my Stardew Valley girlfriends, not because I'm scared of being hurt or of commitment or of real-life women, though that's definitely somewhat of a factor, but because my girlfriends, this world, allow me to thrive as a queer woman without judgment or expectation or stereotype. I can explore my own queerness, knock boots with a harem of beautiful humans, and live my best lumberjack life as I quietly tend to my farm. I value this exploration of identity within video games, not because of the repercussions I'm afraid of from those in my real life closest to me, but because we live in a society that tells us queerness is unacceptable, unnatural, and abnormal. My coming out was thankfully a non-event. I had not long broken up with my long-term boyfriend, went out for drinks with my mother and told her in an off-handed, nonchalant way that I had a date planned with a woman I met at uni. Mum's response was, "So what's she like?" And that was that. Yeah, she's cool. She's not a regular mum, she's a cool mum. I know that this coming out experience is a rarity in our community and one of immense privilege. So many of our queer siblings have and still do face terrible discrimination and violence at the hands of other people purely because who they are disrupts the cishet status quo. My experience of coming out to my mother, though a major relief, still made me think, why did it take me so long to say this? The truth is, how my immediate family reacted to my queer identity was never the issue. It was the rest of the world that was the problem. Because you see, I'm a people pleaser. I have an innate desire to please everyone I ever meet, and even those I have not met yet. It was my need to have others like me, to fit in and not stand out against the social norm, that made me hide a major part of my identity until I was in my early 20s. It was society, not my family, that constantly made me question whether these feelings I had were a phase or something else entirely. So when I say I love my Stardew Valley girlfriends to a room full of strangers, I'm saying it for my past self, who spent 2 decades thinking she was straight, who thought that actresses in ball gowns were pretty and that Princess Peach could absolutely get it. But the dreams she had about touching her friend's boobs were totally platonic. I say it for other people who might be feeling the same, who might find solace in video games, who might also be exploring their identity through interactive fiction and storytelling. This story isn't a story of me coming out or how my codependent relationship with my Nintendo Switch makes me so much braver than the troops. Nor is this a story about video games being a paradigm of queer utopia. I'm well aware of the homophobia, sexism, racism, and exploration inherent in games and the gaming industry. This is a story about taking a moment of reprieve from society's expectations. A story about how much I love my Stardew Valley girlfriends, about how gaming lets me immerse myself into a queerer world where asking a woman to be your partner for the flower dance is not filled with shame, where holding hands with another woman isn't met with disgust, violence, or catcalls, where being straight isn't the norm, it's just another option. A world where a queer Aboriginal woman with major anxiety and an amazing pair of 8-bit denim jeans can spend hours with her many crushes, a dog named Miso, 4 sheep, and a tidy little vegetable garden by a lake on the outskirts of town. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast, rate and review it, and follow Queer Stories on Facebook for updates.